Thank you, Mr. Listman. Good morning, brethren. And good morning to you joining on the webcast. Sorry you can't be with us or your congregations. Happy Seventh Day of Unleavened Bread. We have an awesome God. I'd like to briefly go over just how we came to be here together, just as God planned, and cover what we'll be doing after sunset when the feast is finished this year. Our God, who desires us here and joining on the webcast and all who are called to call him Father and respect Jesus sitting at his right hand on high as his only begotten Son currently, his Passover lamb for us and all mankind, our Savior the Christ, our elder brother, our captain of salvation, our example of righteousness. I mentioned God's plan for us to be here together today, honoring and worshiping our holy God. Before everything we know that's been created, our Father and Savior planned everything out first. We have read in 2 Timothy 1:9 where he says, "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began." We have also read why we need to be saved, as he says to us in Titus 1:2, "In the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began." These new pages are hard to turn. The title of this message is Living God's Plan. In 1 Corinthians 15, we learn he created us first with a natural body, with the intent we could learn to be like him and Christ during the short time we're in the flesh, and also attain to a spiritual body like them. For us to exist in a natural or physical body, he, Jesus, also called the Word in the Gospel of John chapter 1, created at the direction of the Father a physical universe with uncountable trillions of stars or suns in multitudes of galaxies and knows them all by name. One special sun with 8 planets orbiting around it, and only one of those planets with life on it that he created, Earth. The age of the universe has for decades been considered to be around 13.7 billion years old. However, on July 23rd, 2023, new research puts the age of the universe at 26.7 billion years, nearly twice as old as previously believed. According to Bernard Risk, University of Ottawa, as published in PHYS, that's PHYS.org, the new study involves stars like the Methuselah star, appearing to be older than the estimated previous age of the universe. Also, the James Webb Telescope, discovering early galaxies observed to be formed in the first 300 million years after the Big Bang, but showing mature formation and density, adding to that equation. Let's see what the consensus agrees on eventually. Earth is estimated to be approximately 4.54 billion years old based on radiometric or carbon dating, and that age is holding strong. Our sun is estimated to be 4.6 billion years old based on the study of lead isotopes from meteors and Earth, and is slightly older than Earth. God thought out all the laws that are in action that control everything. How light moves through space and air, how gravity plays an important role from bending the same light, from stopping light from escaping a black hole, and causing the planets to orbit the sun and moons to orbit their planets, for instance. Same for animals and trees and every living thing. The amazing proof of God, the Creator, is the programming information he placed in all living things. They all follow their planned programming. They all follow it. Not evolution. It's all God's plan. God told Adam and Eve, and we hear in Genesis 1:28, to fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. mankind has not done a good job following God's plan of having dominion over all that. God planned mankind's salvation by giving his festivals, seven annual festivals, outlining seven steps from going from being a sinner to being with the Holy God Almighty in the New Jerusalem a little over 1,000 years from now. We here and other called out ones who practice his ways by keeping his Sabbaths and festivals are living his plan. It has been granted for us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said. We have remembered to celebrate his Passover by solemnly going over the instruction, examples, the sacrifice God our Father had Jesus, our Christ, do for us and all those who love his coming. Immediately following that festival, we practice putting sin out of our lives as represented by leavening. Living God's plan requires us to overcome the nature of sin that ensnares all humans. So these 7 days lead us to look for sins that are affecting our relationship with our holy God, the Father, and Jesus, the firstborn among many brethren. Seven is a number of completion to God. This is the seventh day of the festival, this festival. We should be getting very good at knowing what sin looks like and feels like, to see it, recognize it, and determine to put a stop to it. Some of that leaven sin is hard to put out a complete stop to it and keep it out. I know. This is an ongoing living plan. And these are annual festivals to remind us every year of our lives of what is important in life. Last Sabbath began our counting of seven Sabbaths to determine the next step in God's plan for the called out ones. To determine Pentecost, count 50. We count seven Sabbaths on the day after the seventh Sabbath is the first day of the week. That is one important thing to look forward to. Let us turn together to Matthew 6:33. Matthew 6:33, reading in the New King James Version. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. This is a command from God. It is an essential part of his plan for us to live and strive for. Two specific things here, looking forward to and ensuring our holy God, who inhabits that kingdom, and his righteousness. We know his definition of righteousness, right? Psalm 119:172. Where it says, all your commandments are righteousness. That fits because those commandments define what love is. Remember, you've read, love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. And Jesus, being tested by the scribe, answered the question of what is the first commandment of all, saying, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Seek first, not after anything else. First, along with seeking God's own righteousness, perfection. The only way a person in the flesh can try to live perfectly is to strive daily to have a clean heart that is inspired and led by his Spirit, to love God and the neighbor with agape love. Jesus was made perfect through sufferings and never sinned. Those whom the Father approves will be perfected in the resurrection. Matthew chapter 6, as much of Christ's words in the red letter editions of the Bible, show us how to do just that. Love with agape love. Matthew chapters 5 through 7 cover the Sermon on the Mount. That sermon is all about agape toward enemies and honesty before God and man, and so many attributes and situations show how people would get involved in making wrong choices and decisions. We are given a golden rule to live by. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Brethren, friends, I urge all who hear this message to reread the Sermon on the Mount, as it clearly illustrates important aspects of God's plan we are to live by. We are being tested, and he is looking intently at our hearts. God is merciful. He knows we have an enemy. here around us, Satan and his demons, who only hate God and everything else. He and they know that their fate is in the lake of fire, Matthew 25. Our Father knows the hearts of men and has set up a system where we go through life day and night making decisions that go with his plan for us or against that plan. He knows if and when we hate sin. Sin which separates us from him and the kingdom. Living God's plan every day we live in the flesh is the way to love the Lord's coming, and even more as we seek to meet him in the air on the way to the Mount of Olives. To the kingdom. Happy feast.